I thought it was a red shirt. It reminded me of mention.
Yeah. Okay, now this, what kind of insects will sting you?
Bees.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what other
kinds? Well, there's honeybees, and then there's yellow jackets, and there's wasps, and there's hornets.
Okay, do yellow jackets have a nest on the ground?
In the ground.
Oh, okay.
Well, the bumblebee does too.
Yeah. What about something that, a kind of wasp that'll build a mud nest?
Well, now that's a mud dauber. But I don't think they sting. I never had one sting.
Okay.
But they're like a wasp, only they're black.
Yeah. Okay, this is something that will fly around and bite you, and then it'll itch.
Oh, that's a mosquito.
Okay.
Or a sweat bee, either one.
Okay. And if you were walking in the woods and, say, picking blackberries or something, when you got home, you might find these little insects on you.
Chiggers.
Okay. And, okay, you mentioned grasshopper. Have you ever heard anyone call one a copper grass?
Copper grass?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. And small fish that you might use for bait.
Small fish that you use for bait? Minnows.
Okay. And if you haven't cleaned a room in a long time, you might find stretched across in the corner one of these.
Lint? Or dust?
Yeah, I'm thinking of cob.
Oh, cobwebs, yeah.
And cobwebs. What if it's got a spider web in it?
Spider webs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the part of the tree that's underneath the ground?
The root.
Okay. Do you know what many kinds of roots or vines use for medicine? Can you remember any of those?
Yes, their yellow pecan is used for medicine and
What's it used for? Exactly. Do you remember?
Well, it's not called yellow pecan, it's called golden seal. And it's good, you know, if you have sores in your mouth or something like that, you know, put on your mouth. I didn't know that.
You just chew it?
If you buy it, you see, you don't find nobody getting it this day and time.
Yeah.
Not here in this country, they used to. And then there's ginseng, and they make some kind of medicine out of that. It's real high, but now what they make out of it, I don't know.
Anything else? Like, you make tea out of, or?
Yeah, I make tea a lot of times out of sassafras root. A lot of people do that in the spring, you know, and they clean that thin the blood.
Okay, and the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
That you what?
Tap for syrup.
Maple tree.
Okay, and if you had a lot of these, a big group of these trees growing together, you'd call that a?
Orchard.
Okay.
You mean have a lot of maple trees?
Yeah.
You'd call it a maple orchard, I imagine. It's like you would an apple orchard, a peach orchard, something like that.
Okay, and this is the kind of tree that's got, it's a tall shade tree, and it's got white scaly bark, and it's got these little balls or knobs?
Sycamore tree.
Okay. And what are some of the names of the trees around here?
Well, I guess we've got the sycamore trees.
Yeah.
And black gum tree, and then there's a white gum tree. And we have the red oak and the white oak, and we have sassafras trees. And
yeah.
We have the maple trees.
Okay.
And we have the black gum and the sweet gum. One is a black gum that people used to use in make a toothbrush, like, you know, to brush the teeth.
Yeah.
And a sweet gum, you can pick, you can break the bark and the stuff would run out on it and form on it and pick it, you know, you pick it off and make chewing gum out of it. It tasted pretty good too. And in there a tree that they call a slipper alum tree.
Slipper
alum? And that slipper alum, they make medicine out of that bark too.
Yeah.
And, when I was a kid, I'd like to skin that bark off, the stiff bark, and then get the little yellow bark next to the tree, you know,
yeah,
and chew it. And it was, I really loved it.
Yeah.
And you could just eat it, you know, and they make medicine out of that, but now what they make out of it, I just don't know.
Okay.